here. Julian's snacking.
Is it snacking if it's almonds or is it?
It's still snacking.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want you to crunch into the microphone.
I would never.
That's not a good way to.
How dare you think that I would.
You literally had a bag of Lay's in your lap yesterday while we were talking.
Why are you bringing up ancient history?
Well, if you're listening now, you probably heard some crunch crunch in last week's episode, unless it got edited out.
That
you
crunch
lucky dog.
Crunch was the only thing keeping me from biting people's heads off. I was very hungry, and you know that my blood sugar is a problem.
Yeah.
I never choose almonds, but I thought, you know what?
The almonds chose you.
Yeah. You know, it's not the Almond Brothers. It's the Almond Brothers. Did you know that?
Right.
Oh, okay. Me too.
Are we having a dad joke off, or was fact?
For a long time, I thought it was the Almond Brothers.
Oh,
when I was
okay.
a kid, but it's the Almond Brothers.
Got it.
So they're good though. They're more satisfying than I thought.
Yeah.
I've always avoided snacking on nuts because I just don't have a great time.
I love snacking on nuts. Hey, Dad.
Slightly salted. Speaking of chestnuts. Mm-hmm. Let's do a Christmas episode right now.
Well, Chrismaquanzica.
Yes, Diwali.
Yeah, Diwali has nothing to do with Christmas, but it is a celebration. So,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I wouldn't compare the two, but it's also great.
Is Kwanzaa Christmas?
I believe it's around the same time, but I don't necessarily think it's related. I'm not trying to act like I'm an expert. I just want to be inclusive.
Me neither. I've heard one children's book read to me about Diwali, and I learned very
this
little.
This morning.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm not going to act like an expert on it.
That's probably for the best.
But the pictures were beautiful. We can talk about all of those. What is it? Chrismaquanzica. Chrismaquanzica.
That's what we used to say at my elementary school. We would say, Happy Chrismaquanzica. Or, aww. Yeah, I feel like we made, because they were trying to be inclusive, which I appreciate.
Right. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I went to...
It's very woke for Texas in the early 90s.
Right. Yeah, I went in San Francisco, so it was called Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
was what we called it in my school. Christmas is, it's in a week from this, when this will air?
Yeah.
And,
it's coming up.
I have to say, I have never had such a close relationship, friendship, family, or otherwise, where someone was so prepared gift-wise so early. I mean, you have knocked it out of the Christmas park. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't really love Christmas, but I do love getting people presents.
Okay. As long as you love getting people presents.
Yes. And it's fun to have two little people to buy presents for. I think it's important to not overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like to take my time. I like to plan things a few months out and really...
Months?
Yes, months.
You're giving our listeners like heart attacks by saying months.
One of your gifts was purchased in... Your first gift was purchased in September.
Oh, we
so
were,
yes.
We were still casually dating at that point.
Yeah, not this September. September 2016.
Oh, okay. Did you get me one of those things where it's you can electric shock me when I interrupt people?
I won't lie. I didn't think about that, but I did think about getting a whistle. Because Tiffany's had like a fancy whistle necklace and I was like, wouldn't this be funny? But I thought it would probably be returned.
Oh my god.
And it was pretty expensive.
Can you walk me through how this whistle would be implemented?
Well, honestly, after we got a review about how enjoyable this podcast is, but maybe a little tip for Julian, I was like, he does interrupt a lot, but he can't help it a little bit. He has really bad ADD.
I do. I just got diagnosed.
And he is just a little all over the place,
mm-hmm.
but he's not doing it in like a mean way. I want people to know that are listening. Mm-hmm. I call this motherfucker out if he hurts my feelings or if I feel disrespected. Mm-hmm. I don't hesitate to let him know he needs to take a seat.
You do not.
But I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I got a whistle and I gave it to you while we were recording?
Uh-huh.
I just pulled it out and blew the whistle on you while you interrupted me and then was like,
oh,
Merry
so the whistle,
Christmas.
The whistle is a present for you to
it's
wear.
It's a present for me to wear, but it's for you. Kind of like lingerie, but a whistle.
So it's to help me become a better person.
Yeah. Yeah.
By a shrieking sound.
How to Train Your Julian. Yeah.
I love the idea that the actual interruption would be amplified by a shrieking whistle, but that in the bigger picture, it's progress. So
yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
I like that.
And also, I looked at really fancy whistles, so it's not like I wasn't going to put a little razzle-dazzle into this. But ultimately, I decided no. But it's not off the table forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel like you've improved. Honestly, I feel like you've improved so much that it wouldn't have the same amount of impact because I wouldn't get to blow it so many times.
It wouldn't even be fun.
It wouldn't even be fun. 4 months ago, man, that whistle would have been a popping off. But right now, I feel like I maybe get 2 whistle blows an episode, maybe 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can incorporate a whistle into other bad behavior that I do.
I know.
But I don't know if it's, we don't need to get into the list.
So, yeah, you're not getting a whistle, but you almost did.
I will say that if I saw a couple out in public and I saw one of them whistling at the other one when they did stuff, I would follow that couple for the rest of the day. I would be here for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Thank you for getting that.
You're welcome.
Tiffany's, you say?
I know. I was like,
that's
what?
That's not your style.
I know. It's really not my style, but the bigger point was,
right.
You know, how do you elevate a whistle? There aren't that many options.
Well, first you get a gold
really.
One instead of a silver one.
I know. Well, it was actually pretty tough to find like a decent looking gold one. And then I was like, if I'm ordering this online, I can't even, because sound quality was important to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's really got to cut through the garbage.
Yeah, I wanted like a really shrieking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted like a loud ringing whistle.
Can you do that finger in the mouth whistle that's like piercing?
No.
You can't do
that?
I
can't do that.
That's a real Southern lady like
it is a real
trailer park thing
yeah,
that
I, know.
I really admire.
I know. I really wish that I had that one like in my tool case, in my ammunition. How do you? I don't know. In my back pocket.
Yeah.
I wish I
repertoire?
Had that one.
Maybe,
yeah, repertoire.
Maybe.
There we go. That's a little. Yeah, that's a little fancy,
nothing,
but I'll take it.
Nothing says tangwitches are ready, kids, like that kind of whistle. get out of the dump. It's time for tangwitches. You ever have a tangwitch?
There we go.
There you go.
I got a little bit of a
that
whistle.
Whistle's too nice. That makes me think I should keep talking.
No.
Christmas.
Yeah. Back to Krith-Krith.
Yeah.
As Lulu calls it.
Krith-Krith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite? So, well, you already mentioned that you're not a huge Christmas fan. What are your least favorite things about Christmas?
Least favorite things about Christmas. About Krith-Krith.
About McQuan the Krith-Krith.
My least favorite things are hearing, I love Mariah, the elusive chanteuse, God bless her soul, voice of an angel. I am so over hearing All I Want for Christmas every time I go into CVS, every time I go into whatever grocery store.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were in Costco the whole time. These are not ads for these stores. This is just a peek into our exciting lives.
However, if Costco is listening, we are down. Not an ad.
Not
an ad.
Could
be an ad.
Could be an ad.
Happily would be an ad.
Yeah.
Do they play music in Costco?
Yes,
I haven't noticed.
Yes. Yes.
They do?
I'm so over hearing Christmas music everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can somebody come out with a holiday jazz album? Or maybe it exists that could be played so that we don't have to listen to these lyrics over and over and over again and hear them in our sleep, and then they become nightmares, and it's just like, you know, all that we can think of when we're sitting there in our own silence, or you're in the shower and your kids aren't bothering you, and then all of a sudden it's All I Want for Christmas, and it's ringing in your head, and it's making you crazy. It's making me crazy.
Here is my question.
Yeah.
Counterpoint, Christmas music is amazing.
Oh. Okay.
I never get sick of it. I love Christmas music. Yeah. I prefer... Well, I am also irritated by the modern songs that get played too many times. I'm not any more crazy about Mariah's. I'm not crazy about...
I can't stress enough how... I know. I can't stress enough how much I love Mariah. I mean...
Not an just ad.
Not an ad. This is not a paid lamb endorsement. I just love her. But I just can't handle her Christmas album anymore.
Well, you sang in, you mentioned it yesterday. You sang in what, choir or something?
Yeah, I was in choir and did like
solo. So you know all the words to like the first Noel and stuff like that.
Yes. We did, God, what, Carol of the Bells was the one that came on yesterday.
That's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra jam.
Exactly. But there are lyrics to it. And now that I know them, I can never not know them.
Did you know that I knew somebody whose brother was autistic and he could only and ever only wanted to listen to Trans-Siberian's Christmas album? That was his only music. He would listen to it every day, all year round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
and it does rock.
I'm familiar actually, because my parents had like a tape deck with a speaker. I'm terrible at getting the words right for this
what
kind
are you
of technology.
To say?
There's like a tape deck.
A stereo?
No, it wasn't a stereo. There was like a speaker in every room.
Oh, the thing in your house.
Yeah, there was like an intercom.
That when I saw it, I almost fainted. I thought it was so cool.
But it's like straight out of 1982. It's like,
you are off the hook, by the way, for not knowing what that's called, because I'd never seen one of those in my life. I don't know what that's called. It was a built into the wall in the kitchen.
In like wood.
Yeah.
It's like made out of wood.
Tape deck.
Yeah.
That is connected to speakers all over the house.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. I don't know what I would call it. And I want one so bad.
I mean, our house was, I think it was built in like the late 70s or early 80s. Mm-hmm. And that was like an original
thing
that came with the house.
Standard came in the house.
That
thing is so fun. It's almost as fun as like a dumbwaiter thing that first time you see it as a kid, where you're like, they put the food in it and it's like an elevator to the other part of the
Although
house.
It's not that fun if your parents love Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh!
And... there are four. There were always like four. Okay. All right. If I had a whistle right now, God, there were always like four tapes in there, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Christmas one, was one of them. There was definitely a Kenny G tape.
Okay.
My mom.
Christmas Kenny G or regular?
No,
straight up Kenny G.
Just year round Kenny G.
Like Songbird, Silhouette.
I can picture the cover. He's like leaning over with his long curly hair. Mm-hmm. And it's like the font is goldish and the picture's like gray scale, sort of.
I believe that was the album. That was, I want to say that was Silhouette. And that had his two biggest hits, Songbird and Silhouette, on it. And they are...
It's crazy that you know that.
Mwah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sorry that I know some of the greatest jazz of all time.
Yeah. Well,
it goes
there
Miles.
You go.
It goes John Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
Gershwin. And then number one is Kenny G.
Okay.
I was going from 3-2-1.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
No. I got... Understood.
He's touring. Right now, you can go see him play his Christmas miracle. It's called the Christmas Miracle Tour.
Wow.
And the miracle is getting your husband to come with you.
Or your wife.
There can't be more than one family member that likes Kenny G in the same house.
Well, I don't feel like my dad hated Kenny G, but Dee Dee wrote hard for Kenny. And I feel like she still does.
I know this is a Christmas episode, but the title of this episode is definitely Dee Dee Wrote Hard for Kenny.
Man, my mom will shit her pants when I tell her that, but whatever, it's fine.
I am slowly working on getting Kenny G involved in this show.
Yeah, no, I would love to have Kenny G.
He's got a sense of humor about himself, which is important.
Yeah.
I am confused.
You have to if you're Kenny G.
Yeah.
You fucking have to.
Do you want to know how silly I am?
How silly are you? Do tell.
I have personally...
Pray tell how silly you are,
sir. I know quite a bit about Kenny G.
Okay.
But I don't know what the G stands for because I don't want to. So when I read his Wikipedia, I skip what his name is because I don't want to know. I like not knowing.
If you had
But he looks Jewish.
If you had told me that the night we met, I think I would have stopped talking to you.
Why?
We would not be sitting here right now.
Oh, you need me to know his last name?
No. Just what a weird thing to be obsessed with Kenny G and to be like, I need to keep that mystique alive for myself.
I'm not obsessed with... I'm not Huey Lewis about Kenny G, but I am like... I'm pretty interested in the guy, and I do love his
pretty
hits.
Pretty interested in the guy. Anyways, back to Chris McQuanzica.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, if you're a listener and you want to troll me, you can just tweet me his last name, and I'll have to see it because I won't be ready.
I would actually love that. So this is a call to action.
Let's both guess, and then we'll see who got closer when somebody tweets us. So you guess what the G stands for.
I'm just going to say it's like George or something.
Kenny George?
Yeah. What's your guess?
Sounds like a black ventriloquist. I was going to say Giordano.
What?
I don't know. I think it'd be funny if he was like super Italian and we had no idea.
Kenny G.
Yeah, he's Kenny G.
All right. Kenny G. All right.
He's like, hey, this next thing I want to do. One time I was whacking this guy, and then I thought of...
Oh, my God. I hate that I know that song.
Yeah, I can do the whole thing.
I just pictured, like, sitting in the back of my mom's van.
It is literally the sound of... middle-aged people going through a divorce and trying to calm down. That is what I think of every time I hear a Kenny G song. It's like something people put on to like they're in the shower and they're just trying to keep it together.
I feel like in my house it was more like the soundtrack to two people who didn't really like each other but had four kids and, you know, just put on whatever you can to just deal with the situation.
Yeah,
and
just
get through,
soothe everybody.
Get
out.
Through it.
Yeah,
just everybody just chill out. Everything's fine.
Everybody, we're gonna put on this next one is from Kenny George. It's called Songbird. So
movies
you don't like. Well, we didn't even... Oh, yeah, okay. Well...
Yeah, do I don't like...
So you're a huge David Bowie fan.
I am a huge David Bowie
do
fan.
Do you like the little drummer boy with Bing Crosby?
Yes. I like it. I think I mostly like it because I don't have to hear it everywhere.
Right, they don't
it's
play
like
that.
A Christmas deep cut.
Yeah, that's not really a Costco jam.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
What if you had to pick a Christmas song that you are okay with, which one would it be? Okay, which one do you hate the most?
What is that Beatles song that is like, and so this is Christmas?
That's John Lennon.
Yeah, okay.
And it's,
I fucking hate that song. Let's blast that one into outer space. I never want to hear it again.
Okay. Interesting choice. I don't find that song to be the most sonically annoying.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very grating.
Okay. It has a kids choir in the background.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they sound almost like it's like a horror movie. They're like,
yeah,
whatever.
I don't
really
know.
Weird.
I just don't like it. What's your least favorite Christmas song?
Well, none of them, but I would say.
Wow. Okay. Well, try.
Okay.
Just try to hate one for
I don't like
me.
The kids ones. I'm not crazy about the kids ones. So I would, all those like Rudy, Frosty, all those I think are like, I don't need them at all.
I don't care about those. Although I will say I don't like Christmas. I just don't like Christmas songs. But I do love hearing our little people sing Let It Snow.
Yeah, they...
Lulu does it like spoken word. She's like, and the fire is so delightful. And I live for that.
And since there's no place to go.
And since we don't got no place to go, is what she says. Since we don't got no place to go, let us know, let us know, let us know.
And then Goldie puts
favorite.
In her scales and you know, her, what are they called? Her,
she's
she
like,
runs.
Let us know.
You know what she told me in the car the other day?
What?
The Mariah song was on.
Uh-huh.
And she goes...
She was like, turn this shit off.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah, right. No, she was like, you know she's a really good singer and she has other songs?
I love an expertly delivered burn from a child.
I know.
There's it's nothing amazing. Better.
It's crazy. Okay, so I don't like the kids' stuff. I think my favorite is like O Holy Night and stuff like that. I really like those.
Stars are bright. All right.
Okay. What was the
movies.
Oh, movies.
Do you like any Christmas movies?
I like the ones that are, I don't really like any very sentimental ones. Like, I've never gotten into, like, you know, It's a Wonderful Life and any like the Hallmark type. I know that I'm probably one of the corniest
people you've
ever met. Well,
Jimmy, what's his name, right? He's in that.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. Huge racist. Pretty terrible guy.
Don't forget drunk. He was so drunk. I mean, I don't care about that.
I know everyone's like, don't throw someone in the trash just because one or two things.
Yeah,
but
I think horrible racist.
I think I'll comfortably put him in the trash can and I won't lose any sleep over it.
Put him in the compactor for all I care. I don't really care. But so I'm not really into like the sentimental ones or the Hallmark ones. And I know that you think that I'm super corny and I am. But when it comes to Christmas movies, I'm not. I don't get anything out
of it. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, it's a toss up. I'm going to say I love. I'm just going to list a few. I didn't think about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I love Home Alone.
Home Alone's a good one.
I'm annoyed by
Catherine O'Hara is an her being in her being in anything is enough for me.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
And as a child, you don't appreciate that. You don't
I
know.
Did. I thought she was rad, and I thought her like sassy little red haircut. I was like, this is a mom with edge.
Yeah.
This is a mom who wants to speak to the manager before any other moms were asking to speak to the manager.
Yeah, she was doing it with long red hair, which is like, whoa, you don't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know? But you know she's rad because she scored that dude that has a mansion and can order 12 pizzas. Remember that? In the beginning? It's crazy. That house is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he's flying, what, extended family to Paris? It's insane.
They were going to Paris. Yeah.
Love Home Alone. I'm annoyed by this. Everybody fighting every year about whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Sure. Who cares? It's over. Right?
I don't remember ever that fight ever coming up.
It's online a lot. You're not a nerd, so you don't care.
Yeah. I don't do deep dives into Twitter. I occasionally engage with trolls just because.
Because you like an argument sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes you just need to blow off a little steam.
Yeah,
and if somebody is shitting on you on purpose, you better come for them, baby. Yeah. And I'll have your back.
I love... where was I going with that? Oh, Scrooged.
I love Scrooged.
Scrooged is great. But my favorite of all time... I do like one corny one, and that's The Holiday with Kate Winslet.
Yeah, make a lot of references to that one.
Well, you know, some movies just stick with us.
That was one of the first things that I remember you telling me. I want to say that it was maybe the night we met.
I told you I liked The Holiday on the night
we
met.
You asked me if I had ever seen it. And then you were like, the way you said something like... The way you look right now kind of reminds me of Kate Winslet in The Holiday. And I was like, what?
And you were like, you're coming home with me, sir.
I was like, I'm sorry. What are you even talking about? And you were like, it's a great movie. And yeah.
Look, the verdict is out of whether or not that's a great movie, but I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it does also unfortunately star Cameron Diaz. So, what are you going to do about that?
I don't have a problem with Cameron Diaz.
You don't?
No.
Interesting.
I don't just decide to hate women.
I think it's crazy that you thought that I did.
I know, but the whole world decided they just wanted to shit on Anne Hathaway a few years ago. Okay. And I was like, what did Anne Hathaway do to you? Sorry.
I just watched Ocean's 8 on the plane. She was delightful.
Yeah. I'm like, why does everybody hate her? Because she's a successful woman. Who cares?
I think it's because she somehow seems to...
Don't let women's success distract you from the fact that there are so many men that are worthy of your hatred.
Skeet Ulrich! Just kidding.
Wait, why would you even say that? I love him. He's the only reason I watched one episode of Riverdale.
That
and even he was not enough to get me through it.
The most random name I could come up with, and it activated you.
Yeah. I definitely have a lady boner for a Skeetol Rich.
That explains why you can look past my teeth. Okay, so those are my holiday favorites, I think.
All right.
I know I'm going to start shouting out more when I think of them, but those are the big ones.
And I'll, instead of blowing the whistle, I don't know what I'll do.
It's not interrupting if it's a list.
Okay. I'll do something. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Let's talk about FabFitFun.
I always love talking about FabFitFun.
It's amazing.
I love it every time. I don't even understand most of it.
Yeah. Julian's become quite the product junkie.
As soon as I get it, I just use it all at once. I put the mask on. My feet are in some sort of gel. My arms are covered in lotion that smells like rich people.
And a nice blanket.
A beautiful blanket.
Yeah. It's a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Every box is guaranteed to have at least $200 in value. The last box I know easily because there are a few products that I have become familiar with. Definitely over 200. Probably closer to like 350.
You told me how expensive those black mask things were. What is that?
The eye patches. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. In the winter box, there are these black eye patches and
black, like that's the name of the,
Well, they're like the charcoal brand. Patches, mm-hmm. but they like breathe new life into your face.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And I believe that those retail for $29.99 a box on Amazon.
Yeah.
So that already is like, that's just one of the 8 things I think in the box, mm-hmm. and it's great.
These boxes are chock full of stuff.
Yeah, I mean this is excellent if you love discovering new beauty products, new wellness products. If you're on the hunt for your next like go-to skincare item, mm-hmm. I have found some of my favorites through FabFitFun. It's a great gift. It's also a great gift for yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome. I think it's the perfect Christmas gift because mm-hmm. it's like getting someone a shitload of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
You could, here's what's
for
amazing
for a very
about
low
it.
Cost. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I like, the Ahava moisture mask mm-hmm. that I put on all the time because my skin is wrecked because it's so dry. It's already dry, but now that it's cold and dry,
yeah,
it's like, whoa. I need all the moisture that I can get. So those are probably the 2 standout products for me. But this last box, I loved everything. The Bite lipstick. I know that you're not a lipstick guy, mm-hmm. but
I don't wear a lot of lipstick.
You don't wear a lot of lipstick. But Bite is probably one of my favorite brands of lipstick. And this color is just like universally flattering. So it was great to get that in there.
And it's not all just beauty products and lotions and stuff like that. We had a box that had Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, the headphones are amazing. I use them literally every day.
The current box had a wonderful called a throw blanket?
Yeah, it's like
blanket. And I've been snuggling our little ones in that blanket every night while they watch TV a little bit, and it's wonderful. They really feel the love.
Cozy.
So go to FabFitFun.
Yeah, sign up for FabFitFun today. The boxes are amazing, and they always sell out. So use our code SOFTSPOT, SOFTSPOT, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Use promo code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 at the very least. For only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
It's time to talk about HelloFresh.
Yeah.
What is HelloFresh?
It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Wait, but how many plans are there to choose from?
You can choose from classic, veggie, and family. And each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources.
I do love the idea of having them be irresponsibly obtained, like like somebody hopped a fence and stole a chicken.
Well, we wouldn't know about that because we get the vegetarian box.
That's right. But which was delicious.
It was delicious. Yeah. It's so nice to make easy family meals. There's even, I would say none of them took more than 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, each week there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu when you really don't have more time than that. And honestly, it really did take less than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was the flatbread one. And everything that we tried was delicious. Everything was super fresh. And I don't know. Just like it's like quicker than ordering food.
Can I say why this appeals to me?
Delivery always takes like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely faster than that. I want to tell you why this appeals to me, because it makes it so simple to make something so cool.
Yeah.
That you feel like an expert at something when you really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And what feels better than great results with none of the hard work?
Exactly. Well, and that's also a credit to their easy to follow recipes.
Absolutely.
They have a global eats option to bring authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for exciting new meals.
Bonjour!
Ho, ho, ho. I mean, it's kind of great to not have to plan dinner, mm-hmm. not have to spend money on takeout, not have to buy 1,000 ingredients just to make one dish. And then, you know, stuff goes bad, you don't use everything, stuff gets pushed to the back of the fridge, your fridge smells weird. It's just so much easier when they just give you what you need and that's it. And it's perfect.
Can I say, maybe I'm weird. I love a weird fridge smell.
You are weird.
I'm kidding. It's the worst. So.
These meals are delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of like one pot recipes, which makes cooking like even faster. Everything is pre-measured and labeled. So they couldn't have made it any easier.
You can't screw it up.
You cannot.
That's what I need to hear.
You cannot
screw it up. So for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes. That's insane. Visit HelloFresh.com/softspot60. That's softspot60. And then enter softspot60. So you put in the HelloFresh.com/softspot60, and then there's a promo code softspot60. You get a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. You'll be eating like a king at a pauper's price.
It's like receiving six meals for free or up to 50% off of three boxes.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. You guys should try it. Let us know. We know you'll love it. Julian, do you know anything about investing?
No.
I already knew the answer to that question.
I mean, do baseball cards count?
There's a new app, Robinhood.
Tell me more.
It's for investing. It lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy, which is great because we are everyone and we are not wealthy. It's not intimidating. You can, for stock market newcomers, which we are,
mm-hmm.
You can invest for the first time with true confidence, which is great because we have none when it comes to investing. It's simple and intuitive, and the clear design with data presented in a clear design has data presented in an easy to digest way.
I gotta say, I feel like that the stock market is a thing that other people know about, and they are getting ahead without me.
We are outsiders looking in, but now we're insiders with Robinhood. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. Trade stocks and keep all your profits.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's a clear, like, easy to use system because I'm not a super tech savvy person. Being able to understand charts and market data mm-hmm. are super important.
You pick a pony and watch it run,
exactly.
baby.
Exactly. Place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. It doesn't get any easier than that. They also let you view stock collections like 100 most popular, sectors like entertainment and social media, and curated categories like female CEOs who run the world. That's what I'm talking about. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint. I mean, come on, people. Those are whole stocks. Those are brands you've heard of to help build your portfolio. Sign up at softspot.robinhood.com. That's softspot.robinhood.com. So I love, and this is, I don't know if anybody's debating this. Sometimes people do. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I mean, it's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I love The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm a total, like, Tim Burton, mall goth, like...
Hot Topic. I had no idea how much of that movie's merchandise was everywhere still.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's like he made a goth opus.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's going to be anything that will top it. So I love that. Shamelessly.
Mm-hmm.
Come for me. I don't care. I love it. I love that. And I actually love the old Frosty the Snowman. The one from like the 60s.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The stop motion one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the stop motion one.
Yeah. And I love Scrooged.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Scrooged? Like, what do you think of first when you think of that movie?
I think of him being in the cab.
Yeah, me too.
And I also think of how, oh God, what's the lady's name? She's so great.
The fairy. I don't remember what her name is.
She's like legendary.
Yeah. She seems like a Broadway actress.
I think she is.
Yeah.
Her poking at, who is it that she's like poking at and she's kind of fucking with him and she's being kind of like mean, but she talks in this crazy high voice.
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's when I was a kid watching that. I was like, this is one of those things that's like for adults and for kids.
Land.
Carol Kane.
Oh, that's Carol Kane?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Land.
I just love her. Mm-hmm. I loved her. She was so great. I think one of the things that fucked me up a little bit was when he saw the guy that was frozen under the grate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was the guy who had asked him for money. Or
yeah.
Like, I remember whenever I saw that as a kid, I was like, this is a whole human person that's frozen into a block of ice. Like,
it really like
it's fucking
you out.
It's fucking dark.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's a dark
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
The Carol Kane is great. I was terrified by death. I thought death was really scary.
Yeah.
Because it didn't talk. And
yeah.
That always, you know, I'm a communicator and I need to feel close
you're
to
a
people.
You're a chatty motherfucker.
So a guy in a dark hood that won't talk is like, I'm like, I got nothing for this.
I guess that's what I got to wear to get you to not interrupt me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you wear a black hood, don't talk, and I have a whistle, I will never talk.
I also loved whenever he was visiting his girlfriend. God, what was her name? It's been so long since I've watched
it. I don't know,
it.
But I was going to bring
played
her up.
Lois Lane. I loved him watching her have Christmas, like in the past
with him
yeah.
when they had a great time.
I know,
it was wonderful.
And I was
when
like,
he was poor.
Mm-hmm. I was like, look, your life was good, homie.
She looked like she wasn't wearing any makeup in that movie.
She was so another one I cannot remember her name. She's also in Animal House, which is like one of my mm-hmm. favorite movies of all time.
As a kid, oh, here we go. Land, it is Karen Allen.
God damn it. I was going to say, I feel like it's
a
Karen.
For that face.
Yeah.
She's such a Karen Allen.
Karen Allen is such a wonderful 80s name.
Mm-hmm.
Karen
it's great.
Allen.
Buster Poindexter bothered the crap out of me and scared me when I was a kid. I hated the cab driver
really?
When I was a kid. Yeah. Couldn't stand him. I mean, I was really bugged by him, and I still don't totally know why, but he just really got to me. And as an adult, he is my by far favorite character in the movie. I think he's so great. And David Johansen,
Mind
from
If
New York
I
Dolls,
Smoke. That's my, that was like, I always loved that he did that. Mind If I Smoke.
Yeah. I just appreciate what he was doing so much. He made that character and he did Hot, Hot, Hot. You
yeah.
know, hit the hit. And then I think, I forget. I think he started hating Buster Poindexter. There's a story about David Johansen and whatever happened with Buster Poindexter, but what a weird, like, can people do that, have that kind of career anymore where they, like, just become a different character for a while? I think that's, like...
I don't know.
Old. I don't know. I mean, Garth Brooks did it very
successfully. I know. I was going to say, Garth Brooks tried.
With Gaines.
Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines. He painted his fingernails and combed his hair over, and he became country alternative star Chris Gaines.
I mean, he answered the question, how
I thought Beyonce was going to take the Sasha Fierce thing a little further, but that was just like a one album thing.
Okay. But anyway, Scrooged is great. What about if we can get a little bit personal? So you get no like warm fuzzies from Christmas, and that's fine. My dad doesn't get any either. My dad does not really like Christmas.
I think I'm a person who I'm not perfect, but I do value and authenticity a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to like, you know, I'm not trying to say that I'm so righteous for that, but I do. And it feels I think I'm a little bothered by how Christmas feels so consumer driven and cheap and corny. And I'm trying
forced.
To. Yes, it feels very forced. And that really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see it differently now that I am a mom. And I have been ever since I've been a mom. But I think even as a kid, it really bothered me how you walk into a store and as soon as Halloween's over, everything's red and green.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't feel good. It feels like it's like buy this, buy that, buy this. And I'm like, I really wish that some of the money that was put into that was put into, or more money was put into like backing worthy causes.
And the like, arts.
No, like, you know, giving to people who don't have anything.
Right.
And making that.
The frozen people more, under the grate.
Exactly. Yeah. Making a little more of an effort for the people who can't afford it. And really, like, trying to foster or perpetuate a feeling of giving that goes deeper than, you know, buying your kid a new pair of Jordans or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, what about
I'm really bothered.
What about the family side of it where it's like we may or may not have talked much all year and now we have to spend this time together
and
we get along and we all love each other?
That's a little uncomfortable.
That's what I thought you were going to say in the beginning. I didn't know it was all about the consumer stuff.
I mean, I don't mind. It's kind of nice because a lot of the times, just like I feel Hallmark makes cards for holidays, sometimes life just happens and you don't talk to your family as much as you should mm-hmm. or as much as you'd like to. And I think it's good to have moments during the year where it's like, okay, we're all going to get together.
Yeah.
And I don't really think of it being because of Christmas. It's just like a bookmarker in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's good. I think it's good to spend time with your family. I think it's more like having to go to parties and like be around strangers that you don't really know or mm-hmm. I don't know.
You hate that.
I do. I really do. I'm trying not to, but...
It's fine when you're blackout, but when you're not, it's, like, exhausting.
Yeah, I really have such weird social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I can get the warm fuzziness from Christmas sometimes. I'm not sure why. I guess because I do have some...
I think it's because you're a pussy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see a doctor.
I think you should.
In my last x-rays, he did say there was a weird...
There's a weird little something.
It was just like a hole where my pelvis is, and he was like, I think you might have a giant pussy. Anyway, I got to get a different doctor, but... I just got out of his van. I was like, this guy is full of shit.
It's good for you.
Know
when to run. Am I right?
No, I can get it because when I was a kid, we would fly to Philly and stay with Yom Pops, and it was a wonderful. It felt magical to me.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in California at the time, and having snow and all the stuff that Christmas is supposed to look like happen, you know, and seeing your breath and you know, their house was very. You know, it was like
Christmassy.
Yeah, well, not just because of the decorations, but it was, you know, Philadelphia, and it was like a 200-year-old house, so, you know, right. Feels like a...
I did love going to my Grammy's house, because she was like, you know, she was like the perfect hostess. There were, it was just like an opulent situation.
Yeah.
She had like 11 different giant plates of food going, and there were cheese balls as far as the eye can see.
Now, what's
and,
a cheese ball?
Bitch, I love a port wine cheese. I am not above a port wine cheese.
What's a cheese ball?
You know, the like giant ball of cheese with like the shaved almonds on the side.
Oh, one of those. Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Cracker assortment. Mm-hmm. Zero nutritional value, but so fucking delicious.
Previous Soft Spot guest Dave Holmes had a Christmas party recently, and he had cheese balls out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a cheese
and
ball.
And I took way... I didn't know what it was, and I took way too much cheese and put it on a cracker, and then it was in my mouth, and I was stuck. Because I was like, this is way too much cheese to have in my mouth.
Oh. And you'll never hear me say that. You'll never hear me say that.
What is your... Do you have any memories of, like, an amazing gift on Christmas morning or, like, being disappointed?
Yeah, man. When I got a Super Nintendo, I was like...
The consoles are hard to beat, man.
Yeah, I was like, nothing else matters.
I know.
And nothing else did matter for, like, a couple years after that.
I think every parent's worst fear when they buy you a console is absolutely true.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't need family anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need you guys. Mm-hmm. And also... The Super Mario Brothers game that it comes with, just Super Mario World, I was like, this is perfect. I don't even need any other games.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about any other games. I am going to beat this whole thing, and I'm going to dedicate every waking moment of my life to that.
Yeah.
And I did.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean,
and I would say the runner-up to me getting a Super Nintendo was when I got a PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the earlier one meant more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Super Nintendo I was most excited about. PlayStation kind of, you know, it's like I had conquered all there was to conquer in the land of Super Nintendo, and I needed to up my game.
Yeah.
And then I became addicted to Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beat the entire game.
Beat the entire game. Don't want to brag, but I should let you know.
I beat it in Colin Del Rossi's basement. Hi. It was awesome.
Wow.
I played it years after it came out, but I got addicted immediately.
Yeah.
That game is real addictive.
Yeah, it's great.
The year was 1988. young Julian was listening to Steve Winwood and Gloria
Surprising.
Stefan.
Surprising.
Disappointing gift was Steve Winwood's Roll With It album, which had none of the hits that I wanted, which were on the Finer Things album. And I was so mad that they got me the wrong tape. I was furious. I was also even more devastated that I did not get an original, because we have an age difference, you and I, an original NES, which was hot at the time.
Uh-huh.
I wanted it so bad, I really thought I might get it, and it didn't come. And I was like devastated, but as I recall, I didn't. This wasn't typical of me, but I was mature about it. I knew it was an expensive gift and we didn't have any money. So I wasn't like, I didn't try to like make my parents feel bad.
Right.
And then curveball, like a week later, 2 weeks later, whatever it was, my dad says, let's go get that Nintendo.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, let's go to the store and buy it right now.
Yeah, Bobby.
And I was like, what? I was shocked. Do you know what changed his mind?
What?
Doug, his friend at work, was like, I got my kid this Nintendo, and it's awesome! You gotta get your kid this Nintendo!
I know, isn't it wild that I don't like actual football, but I fucking love playing it on a Super Nintendo?
Do you know how many, braggy type sexy pics there are out on the internet of like dudes with their girlfriends playing Madden with like no pants on, and it's like that's like the ultimate thing, is that like you're playing Madden with your naked girlfriend. It's like a huge thing out there on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I have a phone.
gotcha. Noted.
Well, that's great. Another memorable Christmas I had was when I was obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and for Christmas that year, they got me just like all the turtles and like some accessories, and they never bought me just like dumb plastic toys that I asked for before. Like it was always, I'd ask for something like that all the kids wanted, and then I would get like an easel or something like that.
A leather bound journal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Or like magnets that are words, and you can make poetry on the refrigerator. you know, that kind of shit. But yeah. They bought me the mindless thing that I was obsessed with, and I really appreciated that, and I really loved it.
That's really nice.
So there is something to be said for that, parents out there. You know, sometimes you should just buy your kid the dumb fun thing.
Yeah.
You know.
No, totally. I agree.
We're always trying to this is the time to make them better people.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to get them
not.
This French handbook.
Yeah. I remember I got a bunch of Ninja Turtles stuff too. I was super into the Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God. We should date.
I got a pink, sports bottle with mm-hmm. the Ninja Turtles on it. Cause I briefly dabbled in soccer around age 5, and I
tap the ball around.
And I remember I got a Barbie sleeping bag and like a Ninja Turtles blanket, and I was pretty psyched about that. I remember that one pretty well. I also blackmailed my dad whenever I found out that he was Santa Claus.
I'm sorry, what?
And I was like, bitch, pay me.
Yeah.
Because I had 3 sisters, and I was like,
oh, you're the oldest.
I was like, word spreads quick around here. What are you going to do about it? I was like, get your checkbook out. Let's talk numbers. You make me an offer and I'll get back to you. It would be a pity if your 3 little babies found out that Santa Claus is
Whoa, you're right?
I hiccuped.
That was the ghost of Christmas future being like, are you sure you want to curse out Santa right now?
Santa Claus. If your kids found out Santa Claus is a fucking lie.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know. Been a hustler my whole life. Yeah. Anything to make a dollar.
Where's that nastiness today? We could use that for our growing podcast empire. Who could we blackmail now?
I know.
Land. We're going to find some secrets about you, bitch.
Land can't be blackmailed. Land leaves. I love how Land gives out secrets like breadcrumbs. You'll be talking to him and uh-huh. he's like, by the way, and he just drops this crazy bomb about like himself or his family. He and you're like, who is Land? Man of mystery, buttery voiced hero of my life.
He's unreal. He's unreal. I was shortly the mayor of Pasadena.
You're
like, wait, what?
He's like, I thought you knew that. Yeah. It's amazing.
he'll just be like, I was the mayor of Pasadena. It was a time. And then move on. He got us a wonderful, speaking of Christmas, a gift bag.
Yeah.
From his father's chocolatier company.
Yeah.
Because...
No, it's a candy shop.
Okay.
They don't just have chocolate.
Okay,
but there
I'm
is
sorry.
Chocolate.
This is an ad.
But yes, this is an ad.
For Romo's chocolates.
It's a free ad, mm-hmm. but it's an ad. We will happily always be paid in chocolate.
Right.
But yeah, there's a little...
It's so classy.
The little label. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking of Romo. The little label said Romo's chocolate something. Mm-hmm. I just thought that
was
adorable.
So wonderful. I can't wait to...
That's going to go down on my favorite present list.
Aww.
Top that, Julian. Suck a dick.
I mean, I will do whatever it takes to top it. Well, I think we're probably almost out of time.
Yeah, probably.
I knew there was one more thing I wanted to get to about Christmas. I guess, I don't know. Oh, this is my first year with a gold tree. You picked a gold tree for our home.
Yeah.
And it works. It's festive as hell.
Yeah, I really do whatever I can to do the most in all situations.
Right.
So... Naturally, I needed a gold tree.
I will say that you decided to turn the corner on Christmas for the children.
I did. I
tried. It's really sweet, and you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And
I'm still a little annoyed by Christmas, but I'm trying.
Yeah. You're going to blow their butts off Christmas morning with all the presents we got.
I know. Yeah. They're not going to know what to do with themselves.
They're not. We should do some... Should we prank them? Should we not have any presents under the tree and then, like, you know... Make them do something.
I know. I feel like they would set our house on fire or something. No, I'm excited to give them their presents. It'll be the only time of year that I'll actually be happy if they shit their pants. Because it'll mean a job well done.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I will leave with my... A lyric to a holiday song that I just remember that I can't stand. Do you remember me making fun of it in the store the other day? It was NSYNC's Happy Holidays, I think it's called. And he goes, they go, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And then Justin Timberlake goes, whatever holiday it is or whatever. Like, he's like, they like really cover their bases. Like,
that's pretty woke of them in the late 90s to try to be inclusive.
It is. It's also funny to hear someone try to passionately and emotionally sing the line, whatever you're into. You know what I mean? So anyway. I'm glad they broke up.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's a good show.